Welcome to the Audio Branding Academy podcast. On November 14th, 2009, the Audio Branding Congress takes place in Hamburg, Germany. We are proud to present Walter Wertzowa as one of the extraordinary speakers of this convention. Walter lives in Hollywood and is most famous for having composed and produced the Intel Bong, which is allegedly broadcast somewhere in the world once every 5 minutes. Since its conception in 1994, he has rearranged it to keep it current. Besides audio branding, Wertzowa also composes music for feature films. To give you a little foretaste of this, we asked him some questions, and this is what he answered. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
This is Walter Wertzowa from Musikvergnügen. I specialize in audio branding, and I developed, or my company developed, the sonic branding for Intel, Red Bull, Samsung, LG, and plenty of TV stations, from Headline News to Comedy Central, and we just finished Scripps Network here in the United States. And we also write film scores. We just did a film score for Thomas Nepeter Wright. Those are the directors from Atonement, trailers and commercials. But the specialty is audio branding.
So what actually do you expect from the Audio Branding Congress?
What I expect from the Audio Branding Congress 2009 in Hamburg is to meet my colleagues in Germany, Rainer Hirt, Kai Brauner, and Cornelius Ringe. And we've been in contact for a couple of years and had a couple of great email conversations, but the face-to-face will definitely be the best. And of course, to meet the peers in that scenario, especially Professor Adrian North, and I'm sure it will be quite interesting and intriguing to hear so many different opinions from so many different countries.
Can you provide us a little insight in what you are going to talk about?
It will be quite active, actually almost interactive lecture. I want to quiz the audience, make them laugh. I hope they won't cry. And of course, learn a lot during this 45 minutes of talking. The main concept is there's this proverb, der Ton macht die Musik in German, or in English the best translation is it's not what we say, it is how we say it. And I want to interpret that proverb again and would like to say it is what we say and it is how we say it. And I want to prove this with samples and talks.
Finally, we would like to invite you to a kind of short oral Rorschach test. Can you just describe your spontaneous associations with this sound?
Okay, what I hear in that audio file is a lot of audio information. What stands out to me is something which almost sounds like an 8-ball, a pool billiard 8-ball clink clack or something like this. There's some wind-up motors in there, some kind of impressionistic chord of a music piece, and some rattling. And if I listen to it one more time, I'm sure I'll find even more. And it seems that there is a very special reverb put on that wind-up rattling sound, to make it feel bigger than it actually is. That's what I initially hear.
Thank you, Walter, for this interview. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and wish you a good journey from Hollywood. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors.
Call me this. The sound of success.
As well as Sonos, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions, and our media partners, Werbeblogger and Friends, Markenlexikon.com, Corporate Media Channel, and Nomos Publishing. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-academy.org.